On Midwest Week, Senior Voice, the newspaper and the advocacy group in the Quad Cities. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Gloria Fisher, editor of Senior Voice, a monthly publication of the Quad City Times. So tell me, Ms. Fisher, what is Senior Voice, the publication? What is it for? When did it get started?
Senior Voice publication is an information vehicle for senior citizens and their families, and anyone interested in senior information in our area. And we are strictly driven by information. And seniors and their families like to sit down and read this paper and find out some of the things going on that some of our local medias just don't have the space or the time to cover.
Now, who organized the publication, and what was their original goal?
Well, our original goal was to provide information in depth about the various programs that Senior Voice had. We offered seminars on senior housing. We brought into the community the File of Life program and many such things, and everything was free of charge for seniors. And we would put on these Salute to Senior programs, and we draw maybe 1,000, 2,000 people. And then the Times said, would you be interested in doing a print vehicle to elaborate more on these situations or to add more information for seniors? And sure we were. And a lot of things that happen at the state level or national level filters down. And we were able to offer information on various changes. I think one that stands out in my mind is that people were not aware that we have ambulances now that are for people who are of a large size, 300 pounds or more. And this not only makes it more convenient for the patient, but also for the medics who have to do the lifting. And ordinarily, this isn't brought out publicly to the attention of the people, and that's what we do. We work very closely with all senior agencies and state agencies as to any new programs or any new information that relates to senior citizen living.
Mm-hmm. Now, who writes for Senior Voice? Is it mainly the people from the agencies, or you have some other folks?
What we do, we kind of pick and choose as to what people are interested in. People were very interested in hearing from doctors, and all of our writers are volunteer. We do a regular column on eye care, on hearing. We also do a segment from the Mayo Clinic. We call them a Mayo Moment about some new things that are being developed. We have a dentist that writes information for us. And we also have a little sports area, which is handled by the Senior Olympic people. And so all of our writers are volunteer. We do carry columns from Milestone, which is an the area agency here in Iowa, and also from Western Illinois Area Agency. And we recently carried a small story about the demise of the longtime volunteer program called RSVP. And so we get this information out to the people, which is important, which our larger medias don't have the space or the time to go into depth about.
Now, do you have any idea of the circulation and what sort of coverage area you have for Senior Voice, Ms. Fisher?
Well, we just made a check. We're very careful about distribution. And our subscription rate is pretty high, and it's very cheap. And I would say we cover areas, as I said, from right outside of Des Moines down to areas close to Peoria. And we hit the rural areas very hard. These are the people who want this information and don't always get it. And so we are not advertising driven. We are information driven. And we'll do stories to inform people, like one we just did on Regalia Manufacturing, celebrating 120 years of service. And, you know, who we are and what we do. And a lot of people didn't know that Regalia started out many, many years ago as a farmer's market. And here they are taking care of flags for all nations and a lot of things that are used at county fairs. A fabulous story. Also, they're a hometown business. And so we do a lot of that to inform not only citizens who've lived here all their life, but also newcomers to our area.
Now, Ms. Fisher, let's talk about, tell me about Senior Voice, the advocacy group that sort of came before the publication.
Well, that started when I guess you call it retired. And I was getting rid of my home, which was too large, and I began searching for senior housing, and I found one that I liked that was going to open up in my area, and I investigated this, and I liked what I saw. And at some of their opening seminars about amenities they offered, I thought, gosh, with all of our senior population and growing, people need to know about senior housing and all amenities and things that we could offer. And so I got in touch with our mayor at that time, who was Mayor Yerington, and we decided it would be nice to have a city committee that would advocate for seniors, provide programs, and let them know all the services that were available for them. And so that was approved by the city council, and we have been a City of Davenport committee since that time, and it'll be 20 years. And it has expanded. A lot of other organizations are doing what we did, and I like all of those options. And so we are going to change some of the things that we have been doing and bring it up to date and bring some of our younger executives and population in to our continued advocacy.